Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Got a little story for you this morning. Before there was anything, there was God, a few angels, and a huge swirling glob of rocks and water with no place to go. The angels asked God, "Why don't you clean up this mess?" So God collected the rocks from the huge swirling glob, and he put them together in clumps and said, "Some of these clumps will be rocks. They will be planets. And some of these clumps of rocks, they will be stars. And some of these clumps of rocks will be just rocks." Then God collected the water from the huge swirling glob and put it together in pools of water and said, "Some of these pools of water will be oceans. And some of these pools of water will become clouds. And some of this water, well, it will just be water." So the angels came back up to God and they said, "Well, God, it's neater now. Thank you. We appreciate that. But is it finished yet?" And God said, "Nope." So on some of the rocks, God placed growing things and creeping things and things that only God knows what they are. And when God had done all this, the angels came back to God and they said, "Is the world finished now?" And God said, "Nope." So God made a man and a woman from some of the water and the dust and said to them, "I'm tired now. Please, you finish up the world for me. Really, it's almost done." But the man and the woman said, "We can't finish the world alone. You have the plans, and we are too little for this big job." And God answered them, "You are big enough. But I will agree to this. If you keep trying to finish the world, I will be your partner." And the man and the woman asked, "What's a partner?" And God answered, "A partner is someone you can work with on a big thing that neither of you can do alone. If you have a partner, it means that you can never give up because your partner is depending on you. On the days you think I am not doing enough, and on the days I think you are not doing enough, even on those days, we are still partners, and we must not stop trying to finish the world. That's the deal." And they agreed to that deal. So those angels came back to ask God one more time, "Is the world finished yet?" And God answered, "I don't know. Go ask my partners." I first stumbled on this Midrash, which is a story about a story in the Bible, about 4 months ago. And there's something about it that I love, but I've had a hard time putting my finger on exactly why it is that I love it. And I've realized it's probably because of my affinity for asking questions. You haven't noticed that yet. I like to ask a lot of questions. And in this little story called Partners, from this book called Does God Have a Big Toe, which I think is just a great title for a book, it prompted me to ask the question, as God's partners, all of us here, what exactly are we supposed to do to help God finish the world? Well, I started to think about that, and I actually kind of started to get overwhelmed by the bazillion ways that started to come to my mind of ways that we could help God finish the world. And it got a little overwhelming. It's like when you have too many options and you can't make a choice. So we can't do it all. So what can we do? So I thought about this story and I puzzled over this story and I agonized over this story for months. Months, I tell you. I'm like a dog with a bone. I can't let something go. And then I read this passage from 1 Peter. And it all became incredibly simple. Not easy, mind you, but simple. 1 Peter says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace given to you in its various forms. As God's partners, we should love deeply, for love covers a multitude of sins. As God's partners, we should offer hospitality to others without grumbling. As God's partners, we should use whatever gifts He has given to us, not to serve ourselves, but to serve others. When we do these things, when we use whatever gifts He's given us, that's how we live as God's partners. That's how we are as faithful stewards of God's grace, which has been given to us in a million different ways. So keep that in your mind, loving deeply, offering hospitality, using whatever gift God has given you. As I read you a letter from one of our leaders of one of the AA groups that meets here each day, Monday through Friday. She writes, our group was welcomed to your church last November 10th, meaning their one-year anniversary is Thursday. This group split from another group, but kept the Portsmouth Nooner name. At that time, the small, mighty core group declared and decreed to follow the AA traditions in accordance with the spirit of the fellowship, vowing to work together as a team, resolving any issues with our collective group conscience, no matter what. We believe in following spiritual principles over individual personalities. There is no doubt God led us to meet at Second Pres. We have been blessed beyond measure. It is awesome to be in such a warm, welcoming, encouraging environment. We are a praying group. We prayed for God to open a door for a meeting place. He answered our prayer when you said yes to us. We pray for your church and can feel your prayers for us and the recovery community. Our meeting is growing, she writes. We have a reputation as a friendly group, serious about recovery. We are also not a glum lot. And if you're ever here around noon, you will hear the laughing that comes from that side of the building. Recovery can be fun as we are fulfilling our primary purpose of carrying a recovery message, not the mess to the still suffering alcoholic addict. Folks from out of town remark how inviting and nice it is to be in the parlor. One replied, "These are some nice, classy digs. A relaxed place with a great feel and spirit of fellowship." Within the last year in their group, she writes, "Staff from crisis units as well as treatment facilities have brought and introduced people to their meeting. They're now getting more old timers with 20 and 30 years of sobriety who are now supporting those who are new in the journey. This works because we all grow together, and the solution to our issues is a spiritual one. AA is a program of spiritual growth, one alcoholic helping another alcoholic. We stay sober one day at a time by the grace of God." Just in the past 2 weeks, we have had attendance from fellow alcoholics in crisis, people in treatment programs, people straight out of jail, in addition to recovering alcoholics who come with their hands out to help whoever walks through the door. Just last week, one guy who's not in a treatment program anywhere has been attending and is 8 days sober. She writes, "Apparently God is using our small yet growing family atmosphere to help bridge the gap and to be a light for others in the darkness." We did recently lose one of our core home group members to cancer as he passed from this world, and because of his faith, he is now in heaven. We get through good and bad times together as a group. And the fellow who passed away always said, as the Bible says and as the big book of AA both say, faith without works is dead. In AA step 3, it says that we should make a decision to turn our lives over to the care of God as we understand him. Many of us are of the Christian faith, others aren't. Personally, she writes, that approach helped me to grow, to redevelop my faith and my relationship with Jesus, and to grow in my Christian faith. Then she writes, this is the reason why I'm reading you this whole thing, "Thank you for your hospitality and extravagant love. While we don't know what this next year holds, we have faith it is going to be great. We are so grateful that Second Prez has been a blessing to us and others in need in our community." And she ends her letter by saying, "Church," and then in all capital letters, "You rock." So when you drop your pledge card in the offering plate this morning, you are loving deeply and offering hospitality to 5 Portsmouth Nooner AA groups that meet here Monday through Friday. And you are loving deeply and offering hospitality to all those who come to God's pantry on Wednesdays. And to the folks who come for Miley's Missions, which is coming up in a few weeks, and to all the folks who come to Hope Fest over the summer. When you drop your pledge card in the offering plate this morning, you are providing a lovely building for others to use, heat to keep them warm, and a safe and holy place for them to gather together. When you drop your pledge card in the offering plate, you are helping God to finish the world by loving deeply from your deepest place, your wallet. When you drop your pledge card in the offering plate this morning, you are helping God to finish the world by offering hospitality through your wallet. Now, there are lots of ways to be God's partners, using whatever gift God has given to you to serve others and to help him finish the world. But this is one of those Sundays when we focus on the gift we have all been given, money. And whether or not you fill out a pledge card, every time you drop some money in the offering plate, or put a check in the mail, or have it transferred from your bank account to the church, or include the church in your will, however it is that you give some of God's money away, You are helping God to finish the world because you are loving deeply and offering hospitality. God has given us some of his money, and he trusts us to be good and faithful stewards of it. He has asked us to be his partners in finishing the world and to use his money wisely to that end. This is money we are supposed to use to help God finish the world. And one of the ways we, as God's partners, can help in that work is to give some of that money away to the places and organizations where we can see God at work, and we can see God making a difference in our world. And I hope that this church is one of the places where you see and hear and feel God's Spirit at work, and that you know that our efforts to love deeply and to offer hospitality, while often flawed and slightly imperfect, they are still our sincere way of trying to be God's partner and to help him finish the world. And I pray that in 2017, God would use us through these pledges and our faithful stewardship of whatever gifts God has given to us to love deeply and offer hospitality to our broken world that is in such desperate need of some hope, of a light to shine in their darkness. It's simple, you see. When you drop your pledge card in the offering plate or put your offering in, you are acting as Christ's partner, God's partner, sharing Christ's light into someone else's darkness. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.